Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I am your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And yes, it's true. Ben cannot contain himself because there's just something special about those underpants.
There's been many songs.
I'm just sitting here thinking about that dreamy, dreamy underpants.
Oh, Lord.
Anyhow, Ben, thanks for the photos.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking I should just jump right into seeing how everyone is. And Ben, how are you?
I am fantastic.
That is exactly as it should be.
Mr. Fantastic. Yep,
yes, I am very stretchy.
It's true. I have heard tale of how limber you are. I've also seen the OnlyFans. Yeah. Why am I allowed back on?
We don't know either.
And why do you always you certainly like OnlyFans? Mm-hmm.
It's because I have Ben and Chuck's channels. What more do you need?
Jeff gets a loyalty discount.
And I do appreciate that, Chuck. Yeah. Yeah. It makes it even sweeter. And speaking of, how are you, Chuck?
I am great. Because
it came.
Oh,
you stink. You suck.
Live unboxing.
I did not even open it just so I could do that to you guys.
Yeah, Tracy's gonna bust through the screen and take it from Chuck.
Oh man, okay.
I met the UPS guy at the door because I had the blind open so I could see, and he handed it to me and said, "I'd like to make sure there's somebody home for these." And I said, "I bet you have a few." He said, "16 already," and it was like 8:45 a.m.
Good boy. Wow. He started early too. Mine doesn't get here like 2 o'clock. The UPS driver.
Now I know where all the iPhones are because they're not here.
Yeah,
they're on the UPS truck. Yeah.
No, they're all in the UPS states. Exactly, not in Austria.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, now we know where the show's going today. Road trip to Chuck's house so we can all watch him unbox his phone.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say down that in that one article.
Well, we're headed there too, apparently, because I don't want to disappoint you, Ben. Yeah. I am not going to use that as a segue. So instead, I will just say, Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. It's Friday. Glad to be here. I wish I had my iPhone like Chuck did, but it'll be here soon. I even got an Apple Watch coming, so looking forward to that. So I got two things to look forward to coming today.
That's awesome.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. And Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. It's been a crazy, really crazy week back at work. Did a little hike on Sunday before, like here, Indiana. Beautiful, like up in the mountains with like wine vineyards and everything everywhere. And it's really good, really good weather. And then I got a last minute business trip next week, Monday, Tuesday. That is awesome. Like, yay. Got nothing else to do, so yes, sure. It's only to Germany, so it's not that far.
To Germany.
Yeah, only. Not that far. It's only an hour. What is it? Hour 15 minutes or something flight. It's not that far. It's a short hop. Yeah, but is it like I got nothing else to do, so I guess I'll do that. So right, yeah, so no, I'm good.
For your flight, that would be the closest thing I would have to that for flights that I do would be Denver to Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
or Denver to Vegas.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I said, it's Sunday afternoon, I'll just fly over to Frankfurt, take a train to Koblenz, and yeah, that'll be fine.
Awesome. All right. So This is the week that the iPhone 15 hits people's doorsteps. And
some
in this
people,
case,
if it's Chuck,
hit Chuck.
Some people.
Chuck,
yours has already arrived.
Mm-hmm. Mine is only preparing to ship. So next week.
And mine is only preparing to be bought.
Oh, okay. I mean, so to be fair, that is not Apple's fault that you only have prepared it for.
That is absolutely true. Actually, so here's my strategy. Since the wait times for iPhones are pushed out into October, there's no point in me even bothering to mess mm-hmm. with this until then. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just probably go into the store and get one and take it home.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, I'm on that same strategy. I'm buying one for my birthday.
Happy birthday. It's a preemptive happy birthday.
Yep. So I'll be showing up to the Halloween parties with a brand new phone.
That's nice. Pretty awesome.
Awesome. You should do a Halloween themed one, like in orange. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of awesome, Chuck, are you ready to do a live unboxing for us?
I would, if you wish, I will do a live unboxing. I wasn't going to torture you with it, but if you wish.
Nope, go ahead.
There's no torture.
We deserve it. Torture us.
Okay. I'm getting mine later, so.
All right.
And I'm living vicariously through you, so unbox, please.
Okay. Yes.
Mark out the name so when you showed it?
Yes, you're darn right I did.
I said, so, Chuck, we know your name.
Apple's attention to detail is amazing.
That's a thin box.
Because
it's usually bigger.
Yeah, the shipping box, you don't need tools, a knife, anything to open it. Apple designed the whole thing so you can open all the packaging without any special tools.
It is, and I don't know if you could see me do it, but it's that little, for lack of a better term, like little wings there. So when you pull those back, it just ejects the box. So that you don't even have to reach down and shake it or try to get it out.
Holy crap. That's the engineering that Apple puts in, the attention to detail is amazing, which makes the lack of attention to detail in other aspects of what they do so frustrating, because they do this so well, and we know they do it well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a little tab on the back here. So to Jeff's point, I don't need...
No plastic, I guess.
No plastic. I don't need a knife.
So Chuck, for those people who haven't yet had a chance to watch or listen to the episode where we talked about which phones people were buying, please remind us what you are unboxing right now, which model.
Sure. This is an iPhone 15 Pro Max.
iPhone 16. No.
Don't say that.
You got the 16 already.
with an extra camera.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's got a white screen.
And no more plastic anymore on the covers. Mm-hmm.
I'll say you do not need any extra tools for this, except for us.
Oh, well played, Ben, and spot on.
Sorry,
so,
Black.
Black titanium.
Very black.
Yeah.
Man in, like Chuck is a man in black.
Yep.
He is.
This thing is so black, it automatically just starts playing AC/DC.
This is
No, I don't mind telling you, sort of like Jeff was talking strategy. You know, we're all anxious to get these things. And so I've never been in love with, you know, having the different colors necessarily. I like them, but it's just not a priority. Since
what colors?
Going to go into a case very, very soon. And well, anything but white, Patrice, you know, I could have been tempted by the natural titanium. But, but my thinking is that this seems to be a pretty popular color. The trendy colors are going to be the ones that sell out first. This is, you know, your basic color. And so that's usually why I get it every time. Also in the box here, we have the Thunderbolt cables.
B plus C.
No, not Thunderbolt, USB-C.
Or USB-C, excuse me. Yeah.
USB-C to USB-C. And
that mm-hmm. is everything.
And it's only charging, no data.
Yeah. So.
And you know how you can tell? Oh, wait, it's not marked on the cable.
Of course not.
So, there you go.
Well, you can tell because it's not marked.
So I'm already prepared. The data cables already ordered, already have. Mm-hmm. Ready to go.
And thank you, Patrice, because you just reminded me that I've been starting to try to put labels on the cables so that I know what they are. You know, I've got mm-hmm. way too many that I have no idea at this point. But if so, you try to
I think we all do on
just mm-hmm. yeah, I've an entire mm-hmm. box over there.
I must have two boxes up there.
For what it's worth,
just get all Thunderbolt cables. They're marked.
Yeah, I mean, for what it's worth, it feels, you know, exactly like the others.
Doesn't feel lighter.
You know what, Dave? I can't compare because A, my other phone, my old phone is in the case, but second, it's being used as a camera, so with camo. So yeah, but you know. I don't know. I mean, see, now you've put that in my head, so it very well may be a little bit lighter. But yeah, so it's exactly what is expected. I am seriously looking forward to playing with the camera, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can bounce lights at you.
I saw a thing yesterday where Apple is saying the sweet spot for photographs on that camera is 24 megapixel. Not 48, even though it does 48 mm-hmm. megapixel.
Yeah.
And that's because it can use all of the sensors for 48 megapixel photos to give you a better high dynamic range image at 24 megapixels.
Mm-hmm.
And at 48 megapixels, it's not high dynamic range, but it's, what were they calling it, like extended dynamic range, meaning it's not as good as true HDR.
Super mega dynamic range.
Right.
There was another article. Oh, sorry. I'll get back to the mic here a little bit. There was another article I saw yesterday, and I only got a chance to skim it barely, but that Apple was explaining why they, you know, why they had not put the 10x zoom in. And basically, if my conclusions on the article were correct, it's because not that many people use a 10x zoom. But to my personal way of thinking, if you've ever used one of those a camera with, you know, anything like 10x or whatever, you almost have to use a tripod because you mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. you know, your hand, no matter how steady your hand is not that steady.
Yeah, and no matter how much stabilization you have, which in a phone is not that much. Like if you have like a big lens, then it can stabilize a little bit more because it simply has more space to work with. So
right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. And I mean, yeah. it's probably also a factor of size, because you would probably need a little bit bigger lens, and then that either protrudes a little bit more or the phone has to be a little bit thicker, which then influences how heavy it is.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, but Jeff, to your point, you know, with 24 megapixels, or even if you kick up to the 48, you know, you've got a lot of room to zoom mm-hmm. in and yeah, still mm-hmm. get a lot of detail. So, yeah. You know, would we all like to have something like that? Sure. But at some point it just becomes unrealistic. And now we're into those edge cases that, you know, Apple's just not going to build a phone for the edge cases.
By the way, if you have a previous gen Pro Max, you can still do 24 or 48. Like it, because it had a 48 megapixel.
Yeah. And the 14, your 13s and 12s are not going to be doing that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's a really good, if you go into settings, you can enable that, like the extra formats and so on. Somewhere in camera settings, there's an extra thing you can check where you set the default, and then you get a menu in your camera app where you can even change it on the fly, which is quite cool.
Yes, and I do like that you have the flexibility of HEIC or mm-hmm. I guess Apple's calling it
Heath.
Heath.
That's Heath. It right there, if you can see it.
And ProRAW
mm-hmm.
For all the different megapixel resolutions.
Yeah. Yeah. So does that helps you like on the fly decide if you have something where like, okay, I want to blow this up to maximum, probably go with ProRAW, like everything. If it's like, hey, I just need whatever, I just need to share it on Instagram. Yeah, just use the standard settings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the ProRAW max, I mean, your minimum file is going to be 75 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Yep. But that's what's nice. They gave the HEIF max, which is still 48 megapixels, but it's going to reduce the file down to 5 megabytes. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, much more manageable. But then they have just the ProRAW 12 megapixels. So this is nice. This is a new thing in iOS 17 that they
yep.
that they was able to give three options in the ProRAW in the pros the mm-hmm. ProRAW.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Yeah, and it says to me that you're giving those options to all of us, but it's going to really appeal to some of the pro photographers
yeah.
who are there's always going to be a need for the Micro Four Thirds and the DSLRs, but you know those needs are quickly becoming very specialized.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, a lot of the third-party apps had those settings already because Apple has exposed this already in the past.
Of course.
It just wasn't in the standard app.
Yeah,
good point. Which is why I've used Halide a lot. Mm-hmm.
Halide, yep.
Yep. Cool. Well, thank you for doing your unboxing for us.
Listen, I was shocked when the guy showed up. We've been on the show before when I was waiting, mm-hmm. waiting. So
yeah.
I thought, but well.
I think for the last couple of years, we've had always at least one person who had one.
Always fun. Yes.
It was me last year. I think it was one of the, maybe it was Ian or someone last year. I don't remember. But the year before, yes. I just remember we always had one in the last couple of years. It's really interesting.
Yes. Which means people who are not watching this show and thusly will not hear this. You should be watching this show because we got the goods.
Oh, that's yeah. True.
Yeah. To be fair, these days, unboxings, not as interesting anymore. Like, I mean, it used to be it was a big thing because it happened rarely enough and like boxes were like it was all new and whatever. These days, I mean, it's kind of the same every year. There's small improvements every year. To the boxes, but I've seen it. It's still cool to have it.
I mean, there are more improvements to the box than the phone.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes. Yes.
Well, I mean, being able to pull the flaps back on the shipping box and the phone box pops mm-hmm. up. I mean, that's some clever paper engineering right there.
Yeah, I mean the paper materials that they come up with is like, that's crazy. I mean, no more stupid plastic that just really annoying to open. Like you have the little mm-hmm. flaps and it just pops out. Mm-hmm. That's like,
since we're talking about this, I should show you. I don't know how well the camera will focus, but
probably not.
The titanium
black.
The titanium around the edges, you know, I mean, it looks nice. I know there's been a lot of talk online about how the fingerprints are going to change the color of it. I don't know if that applies to the black or not. I mean, it's I'm looking at it, you can't see it obviously, but yeah, it's picking up some fingerprints, but I'm not sure. I don't find it obnoxious by any means, you know, just sort of what it is.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm getting the blue titanium, so it should be a little different in the way that edge looks, but yeah, you're right. I think that does look pretty slick.
Yeah.
So, I like how it looks.
So a little surprise for everybody.
Well, thank you for sharing, Chuck. So what kind of case are you putting on it?
I'm kind of waiting to see. I've got a couple folks who have say they're sending me cases. I don't mind saying, you know, I usually buy a case that is like a preliminary case, and mm-hmm. I always go for the, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, the Spigen or Spigen cases,
mm-hmm.
because they're very serviceable. And they're not terribly ungodly expensive. They also don't have a lot of features. I mean, there's one or two that have kickstands, but beyond that, they don't, you know, they have some extra drop protection to different degrees, but you know, I know I was looking at some of the spec cases. I can't think of the other in case. Patrice already has stuff.
I already have. Spigen.
That's the catalyst I got.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the catalyst, Dave. Yeah, so I'm anxious to try because I just feel better with a case on.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I got already my screen protector and my case from Spigen.
It's gonna be hard to choose.
Same as last year.
I got a blue one too, and then a clear one. Well, I always use clear.
Yeah, I got this year they had clear with gold, so I get that.
Oh, nice.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like gold edge?
No, the MagSafe thing at the back is gold.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so instead of doing white,
it's last gold. Year they only had like I have this, like this is, they only had white, but this year they have different. It's not the only color, they're like white. 6 or 7 different colors now.
All right, well that's cool.
Which one is that again?
The Spigen.
Oh, Spigen.
Yeah, Ultra Hybrid, MagSafe, MagFit, whatever it's called.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, but Patrice, I'm glad you brought up the screen protector because this is always a controversy. And I just encourage everyone to get a screen protector. It's just one more level of protection. It does not add any significant weight. And it doesn't affect the function of the phone. And so I've cracked screen protectors. I've never cracked a screen.
Yeah.
Maybe I've never cracked a screen because I always have a screen protector on. I have no idea. I can't go down the other path on that road. I don't want to go down the other path on that road.
For the longest time, I was not a fan of screen protectors at all. Like nothing. Like I just hated them. But I had a couple of screens where I had scratches on them because I don't know something. Like I think there was one iPhone where the screen was prone to scratches even. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. So like last year I was like, okay, I'll give Spigen was the one that was recommended. So I gave it a try and it was easy to apply really. And it really, I honestly couldn't even tell you that it has a screen protector on it. Like you do not see it. So it doesn't affect the function at all. You don't see it. It's just there. So I'm very happy with this.
Please hold that up again a second.
Which one?
Oh, okay. It's your background.
Yeah, this is the Pride background.
I thought for a second it was doing the prism thing.
No.
But it's the actual background.
Just the background. Yeah, as I said, so this Spigen, and I mean, they're like, I think it was like 15 or 20 bucks for two, which I haven't even needed the second one. I still have from last year the old one, so the second one.
And if you're afraid of going through that process of installing them, don't be, because it has improved light years from the days that you felt like you needed to go into the Apple store and let them apply it. They've got cases, trays, instructions that it makes it all but bulletproof, unless you're just a complete idiot.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to, there is still people and companies doing it for you. So it's not that you don't have to or that you have to do it. But like, that's what I like about this vegan thing, because they have this tray that you just put on it and then you like, it basically applies it for you and you cannot do it wrong because it just auto aligns everything.
Yeah.
That's very nice. The last time I used screen protectors was back in the day when it was a total pain and you were lucky to get it aligned correctly. Yeah.
And then it had just bubbles in it and left that.
Yeah. Bubbles and yep. And then it starts peeling after a couple of weeks because you had to try like 5 times to put it on straight and there's not enough adhesive. And So anyone considering the fine woven case?
No.
Not now.
But not because of the reports, simply because it's an Apple case and Apple cases have never been any good.
Ugh, I have the worst luck with those. I think all of us have.
Yeah.
The only time I've had a broken screen on an iPhone was with my iPhone in an Apple case.
Wow.
And it was also a situation where a screen protector wouldn't have helped because my phone dropped vertically and landed just like square on the bottom edge. Mm-hmm. And so it shattered the glass from the bottom up, which would have happened with a screen protector on anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also the weakest point usually.
Mm-hmm. Which was also the point on the case where it was fully exposed, because that's how Apple designed it.
And for the folks that don't know, I mean, just do a quick surf on the web and you'll find that in the last couple of days, the folks who have gotten the fine woven cases have really trashed them as far as, you know, not liking them. And I guess, you know, my first reaction is that's a shame. But my second reaction is this is a fine woven case. Why should anybody be expecting it to be like rock hard and not mark, scratch, pull?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a weave. Come on.
That was my, like, I've heard some of the reports and Nick, that was exactly my reaction. I'm like, okay, it's supposed to be a replacement for leather. If you scratch leather, it's scratched. So how is that any different? So I don't know what people are, I mean, they said I expected it to be terrible, so I'm not surprised, but I also think there's some part of it is just people expecting the wrong things.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. My assumption, if I were to use the fine woven case, would be that I'd have to periodically take the case off the phone and clean it so it didn't look grungy.
Yes.
But that it was going to show wear.
And not as beautifully as leather. Simply. And, because it is not as leather.
As leather.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is not leather. Right? Simple as that. I mean, honestly, look at your, like, I don't know, if you have one of the iPad folio thingies, like that go back in front of your iPad, if you have one from Apple, they look terrible after a little while.
Yeah, they do. I agree.
But they function just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I had one of Apple's leather. Was it real leather?
I think it was fake leather. It was a
microfiber.
Something like that, yeah.
For the folio case.
Yeah.
Terrible. Really functional, worked really well, and looked like crap after a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
Yep. So. And this is what leather looks like. Damn it.
It's invisible.
this is what leather looks like after a couple of years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's worn.
Yeah. It's simply part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, Ben, it was a little tough to see that, but it looks a lot like my wallet. You know, your wallet gets scuffed up, scratched up. But that's kind of the way it's supposed to look after a few years.
Yeah.
Right. And it still works just as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. When I get my, excuse me, when I get my new phone, I'll be doing exactly, what you've done, Patrice, which is order my Speak in case ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Or at the same time, but I get it ahead of time, whatever. And Chuck, like what you're doing, you'll put it on. For you, it'll be your short-term case. But I've had such good luck with the Spigen cases that I'll just buy it and that's it.
I bought this last year and I was like, oh, clear. I'm not so sure about that. I actually want colors, but there weren't any available. I'll replace it in like a month. Never did.
Yeah. And when I bought this case, which is clear also, speaking.
I think we got all the same.
Yeah.
It's one of the few cases thinking available.
I need a new case for this phone because the Apple case that I had on it was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got this thinking I'll just use it until I find what I really want. And it turns out, I guess this is what I really wanted.
Yeah,
it's funny because every time we go through this decision process, I want something on my phone day one to protect it, because that seems to be the worst possible time to drop it is the first couple of days you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of reevaluate every year how I've been using my phone. There's some years for whatever reason I feel like I really want the little kickstand so I can prop it up either landscape or portrait. Other years it's like that wasn't that important. So let's see, what are some the one other thing, where's the phone? Yeah, This is not the kit. This is the phone, but I think hopefully you'll see. The only thing I really don't care for with these, with the design of these, the new phones, is the amount of the camera bump. Not because I object to the camera bump, but I object to the fact that the lenses are sticking out. And so I think with all the cases you just talked about, and pretty much every case out there, there's a little rubber bumper around that section.
That's right. Yep.
So that if I lay it down on the on the table flat, I'm not laying it on the lenses, or the lenses are never going to get to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Jen. So that's if there's no other reason to put a case on it, it's that.
It's almost as if Apple designed it with a case in mind.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fair point, Patrice. And yet, how many? I mean, I know a lot of people that say they go caseless.
I used to for the longest time. I liked it that way. I mean, until the phone got slippery enough or too slippery, and I had to get something that grips a little better.
Yes. Yeah. For me, cases started being a thing when we started getting the flat side iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when we started getting the glass backs.
Yeah, exactly. That was the same.
And those early models with the glass backs, that was pretty fragile.
Yeah, that's also the only one I ever really destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, cases started being a thing with the 3GS.
Okay, that's a long time.
That was a long time ago.
That's back when they used vacuum tubes in the phone.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. I mean, I had to take a 12AX7 from my amp just to power it.
Right. Yeah. And the worst part was when the local Radio Shack shut down and you couldn't go paw through the bins of vacuum tubes anymore. It was the worst.
None of us ever did that.
No.
So this is completely not exactly off topic, but so how many people here put a case on their iPads?
I do. Also because of the keyboard. I like a keyboard with the iPad.
Yeah. So on my iPad mini, I have a full case. And on my 12-inch iPad Pro, I have Apple's Folio keyboard case, which, I mean, that's some protection, but not a lot. Now, on my 10-inch iPad, I just have a smart cover.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so on anyone who has a laptop, who puts a case on their laptop?
Nope.
I do.
Okay.
And I use a sleeve. What I forgot you recommended it, Patrice.
Yeah, I got actually two different ones. I have one for my work laptop and one from personal.
Yeah, the padded sleeve.
Oh yeah. That's my work machine.
Yeah, that's great. Like, I'm using it for my Mac. I have one for my MacBook Air, and I have one for my 16-inch MacBook Pro.
I wouldn't if my Mac wasn't leaving the house all the time.
Well, like the Air, I'm
travel and
I
so on.
I keep it in my backpack because it's my personal one.
Yeah,
it's my, my work one, which I just got an M2 MacBook Pro. So, for work, and then I have my MacBook Airs in that case. Still carrying two.
I've dropped a MacBook Pro once, long time ago.
Oh yeah.
And
spilled on it.
I spilled on one where a case wouldn't have helped. The one that I dropped, it was just far enough that it put a little bend out where the push button for the latch was on the lid. And I had to take my computer apart and bend the case back straight and put it back together. And it was fine, but you could still see the little dimple where it had bent. And my first thought after that was, wow, I got lucky. I should really put my laptop in a case.
Mm.
And I still haven't ever.
My last two work machines I dropped. Both times at a hotel, like scrambling. Like it was, there both times I were in the back, but at the hotel I was like finding something and I had put it on my like on my suitcase and it just fell down. So, yes, I, always on the corner, never destroyed it completely. It was always just dented.
And I've seen so here's many why. MacBooks with dented corners, mm-hmm. probably from the exact same thing.
Probably yes. So that's why
I dropped one MacBook, MacBook Pro, a smaller MacBook Pro, and exactly how it happened is unimportant, but it landed flat.
Mm-hmm.
It did not land on a corner. It landed just like, you know, just yeah. absolutely flat.
Like and toast.
The only damage was one of the keycaps popped off.
Oh, okay.
Well, wow, of all things. So but other than that, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I encouraged the cases because, and Patrice, you probably have this true too. Almost every backpack or bag or whatever has zippers that you're going to be mm-hmm. sliding it down across. And
yes.
you think it's not doing any damage. And yet if you have one of those plastic cases on and then take it off after a year or two and you look at the case is scratched beyond recognition. But because mm-hmm. the ones I have are always clear, you can't see the scratches. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exactly.
That's my
so
work.
You never, yeah, you never know that it's protecting your how much it's mm-hmm. protecting it until you take it off, and then oh my god!
I don't know if you can see it in the video. I can probably a little bit see it, but there's already scratches, and this is not even a year old, like 6-8 months old. So
yeah,
yep.
And these well, this is just cheap insurance, folks.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So.
Yeah, and as long as we're doing PSAs, we should let everyone know iOS 17 is out. That came out on Monday. iOS 17.0.1 came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that has important security fixes. And then, where'd Ben go?
What?
Right
I
here.
Okay.
I can help you with that.
Okay, so Ben, you found an article about 17.0.2 and why it's important. What's up with that?
Well, apparently, if you do not upgrade to it right away, there will be problems transferring your data from your other phone.
So this would be for iPhone 15 owners.
Yeah,
yes.
This is for 15, you should install it. 15 Pro.
Before you even do anything, I would just start set it up as a new phone. Don't get everything update it and then just erase it and start over.
I think when you first
or it may prompt you to do it right away.
I think it prompts you. At least I remember for me that if there's an update available, it'll tell you right away before it even does anything.
Before you do
according to this article, it does it should prompt you.
Okay,
that's a good thing,
and it's an update that is just for the iPhone 15 line.
It's 2.21 is point one is for all others. Yep.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And I just double checked. So on my iPhone 12 Pro, I'm running 17.0.1, checked for software updates, and there's none available. So yeah, there we go.
Always makes you wonder what Apple did that broke it and on a new phone. Like you would think the software is all the same, so it should work the same.
You would
maybe
think.
Maybe some USB thing or something.
Yep. Oh, everybody thinks software is some kind of science. No.
Nope.
It's black. It's dark night sister magic.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
Exactly.
All right. So, I want to make sure we have enough time for everything. So real quick, because this story is so important to Ben, we're just going to talk about it real quick. How far would you go to recover your Apple Watch?
Not that far. Nope.
For at least one person, it means going down inside an outhouse. I didn't actually read the article because...
All you have to do is read the headline.
Yeah. I read the headline. Yeah.
I mean, the article's not that long anyway, so.
Yeah, so, all right. So Ben brought us the Apple Insider article. Here's the headline. Crappy situation. Woman dives into outhouse muck to fetch Apple Watch. Okay, so muck is a really nice way of saying she dove into the poop pit that's under the outhouse.
Yeah, and the reason why we know this is because she needed to get rescued.
Because she got stuck in the... It's, you would think someone... No, never mind. If you're willing to jump into the pit under an outhouse to get your Apple Watch, you probably don't have the common sense to realize you need something to get you back out. And she clearly did not realize that either.
Yeah.
I suppose the upside is she had her Apple Watch, so she could do an SOS.
That's true.
No, but apparently she didn't. She just screamed, and then someone noticed and called.
I feel obligated to point out that, you know, other than just the disgusting factor here, there are some significant health risks with.
Oh yes.
Oh, 100%.
Going into that environment. Okay. So, you know, yeah, I get that you don't want to abandon it, but I'm not sure that it's worth, you know, going in.
No, I mean, call the company or call someone who can like get it out properly, or just forget about it and just buy a new one. And
file another insurance claim.
Yeah, exactly. Or something.
But you know,
like
now she can use the double crap feature on her Apple Watch.
Oh my god.
Didn't see that one.
Chuck, you should have seen that one coming a mile away.
I should have. I didn't though.
I knew something was coming.
but seriously, there is nothing that is so important for this. And plus, once that's out, you have stuff you don't even want to think about in every crevice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's the other word.
You need to get your watch sterilized.
Yeah.
And that might not even be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so messed up.
Yeah. So in other words, we have two very important things to say this episode. Number one, if you're like Chuck and have an iPhone 15 update, number two, do not dive into the frickin' poop pit.
It doesn't matter what's... Well, okay. I was going to say, doesn't matter what's in there. But if there's, like, a baby in there, okay, different game plan. But for an Apple Watch, let it be. Yeah. Excellent advice. Also excellent advice, pay attention to TSO hosts because they are fantastic. TSO hosts, what they do is offer web hosting services, help people buy domain names, all the stuff you need to have an online presence. That's what they do, and they do it really well. And the reason we know they do it really well is because they're taking what they do and using that to help us be here for you. So our website is live and rock solid because it's on TSO hosts, and our live stream is fantastic and just works because TSO host is giving us that, and they're also giving us the server space we need so that all of our show files excuse me have a place to live, so you can watch or listen to episodes anytime you want. And they're just giving these things to us, which is incredibly generous. And they're doing that because they like giving back to the community and being a part of the BTN family. Without their help, we couldn't do what we do. The resources that it takes to live stream multiple shows to you every single week and having that server space for all of the show recordings and everything that makes us able to be here, TSO host is helping make that happen. So we really appreciate that they are doing what they do for us. So thank you, TSO host. Now I'm saying thank you to them right now. You can say thank you too, but if you just shout it at your screen, if you're watching, or shout into the air because you're listening on headphones, unless you're near where they are, they're probably not going to know. So instead, go out on social media and give them a shout out and tell them that you appreciate that they are here supporting BTN. And then when the time comes and you have a domain name you need to buy, why not use TSO Host? Because they make it super easy to do. And we've already established that they're reliable and they're a good company. Just use TSO Host. If you need web hosting package, let them take care of that for you too. Just throw all the stuff that you need into your cart at the TSO Host website and then add the discount code BTN20. And they're going to give you 20% off your order just because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you, TSO Host, for your support and being so generous. And everyone go give them some online love. And speaking of support, Patrice, I need your support. Can you please tell people where to find the chat?
Of course. And so we have a really awesome live chat with some really cool people talking to each other, sometimes listeners and definitely us. Where we put all the links for the articles and for other relevant things that we talk about, where we're going to put the links to our cool things in a minute. So pretty useful live chat. And if you want to listen to us live and you want to talk to us live, which you can do every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, and every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. If you're into the non-Apple side of technology, like space and computers and cars and gaming and Windows and Android and just everything else, and there is a lot, then you just head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com to join the live chat, and live.britishtechnetwork.com for the live stream. That's how easy it is. Nothing to it. Nothing to install. Just works. But let's say you are listening to this in the recorded form, in your favorite podcast player of choice, or on a website. There's also a video there if you want to see our beautiful faces. You can do it there. And then you're like, but I really want to get to that link that Jeff just posted. You can still get to that. No live chat, but you can still get to the transcript. And in order to do that, you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then there's a little calendar that pops up. You have to select a date, which is the recording date for this show, which is the 22nd of September, 2023. And if you put that into the calendar, you will see everything that we talked about.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. Okay. And with that, it's time for some cool things. So who has the first cool thing?
All right, I'll jump in. And that's not even going to be Apple related. And this is one of those things that I know. But since we took up so much of the time with the iPhone. This is one of those things I got on Amazon Prime Day because it was in a deep discount, and I sort of bought it on a whim. And so, Jeff, I don't think this will be applicable to you. So I'm saving you money by picking this.
Well, you're saving me money today, but I know people that would really appreciate these and it would make a great gift.
Okay, well then maybe I am costing you money. Mm-hmm. The short version is a lot of the folks in my neighborhood have installed, the Dusk to Dawn automatic lights. And I actually, when I bought the house, I got a quote on them, and the quote had a comma in it. And it's like, you guys are smoking something. I'm not spending that kind of money. That's crazy. So I got these on a whim, and these are charging solar lights. They have 7 modes. You can set them for just white, or you can set them for different colors if you're into the whole holiday decoration thing if you want. The thing that was shocking to me is, first of all, these are bright. I mean, I've played with some that you get from the big box stores, and they're okay, but they really aren't, don't compare to just something hardwired. These things are bright. They charge really, really easily. And on a bright sunny day, they will easily last overnight and probably beyond. If it's a cloudy day, they might die out at 1 or 2 in the morning, but at that point, who cares? They're sturdy. They're attractive. I don't think they're obnoxious at all. Now, you can get some that are Bluetooth enabled and, you know, you can control from your phone. And okay, fine. If you want to spend the money, go for it. But these are just solar lights. You pick your color, you turn them on, and then they do their thing. And you get 4 of them. And right now, the US price at the moment is $45. So that's roughly $10, just a little bit over $10 a light. And it just, I can't tell you how much I enjoy these, because I don't have to do anything with them. I just, when I pull into my house at night, they're all lit up and that's it. So if you have this need or need something for an outdoor, whether it's for security or attractiveness or whatever, this is the way you want to go.
Yep. Only Chuck would make his yard look like the stage lighting in the metal show.
That was beautiful. Like, brought a tear to my eye. Chuck, you're just so natural. I mean, Ben says metal show and boom, you're there.
Part of my life.
And it's awesome. Yes. Okay, cool. Well, you did. I think you spent me money. Or you spent my money. Wow. Just not today. Because come gift season, I think I know some people that will like this.
Cool.
So
into the wish list it goes.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So Dave, your turn.
Yes. I'm not going to cost you any money because this is free. This is from Reincubate. We're all big fans of Camo Studio. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of being able to beta test this. Actually, Aiden Fitzpatrick, CEO of Reincubate, reached out to me via email and said, hey, you want to do a pre-beta and test it a little bit? So I got I can say that now because it's now released, I got to try this out before anybody else. And I can't tell you how amazing this thing is. This is Camo Studio for the iPad. And they've brought a very powerful streaming. It's basically a multi-source picture-in-picture studio. I mean, and I started playing around with, I hooked up doing USB-C, hooking up external cameras, storage, and you can get all these devices hooked up to it, and it works, and it takes advantage of a front camera and a back camera. You can be doing demonstrations, just like basically having a studio is really what it is. It is really cool. I'm very impressed. At first I was worried that it was going to be an M1 and higher iPad, which can be expected because of the power this needs, but they are getting a little more flexibility. You can be at a iPad running iPad OS 17 at A12 or newer processor. The M1 definitely makes a difference, I can tell you that. And the M1 and M2 is going to be required for the stream or recording while backgrounded, but all the other functionality works. So if you have an older, slightly older iPad, I was running it originally on the 2018 iPad 12.9 inch, and that's not too far back, so it was working really well. But you look at the link, we have the link out there, you can just see some of the images, how this works, and being able to do demonstrations. There's something even showing where you can mark things up, you're showing things, and it's a pure out studio. It really is really cool, and I'm looking forward to, who knows, I might even put it into my workflow with my podcast or anything else as I keep experimenting, but well worth it. And like I said, absolutely free. And they really say that in here, it's free. It's totally free. And they have no plans to change it. So kudos to Reincubate and Camo. I'll continue to be a customer. I mean, I've purchased the Camo for the iPhone, and I'm very happy with it. And I know everybody else here as well.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And you didn't cost me money, so thank you.
Yep.
Yes.
And why I know Reincubate and Aiden didn't plan this, but Camo Studio does work on your Mac.
Yes, it does.
I think they might have planned that because...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't try it. Oh, you mean the iPad version of it that works on your Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, I want to try that now.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Patrice, that brings us to you.
Yeah, mine is kind of a repick because I know I've picked it probably last year at this exact time. It's Star Trek Lower Decks, because there's a new season going on, has been for a couple of weeks, and it is a really, really, really good show. I don't like animated anything usually, but this grabbed me. It's getting better and better. That's all I can say. They had a crossover with
Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, I would always say Discovery. Strange New Worlds. It's just a really good, really, really good Star Trek show. The episodes are short, so it's not an hour or something. It's like, I think it's like 30 minutes, if I remember correctly, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also something perfect for your lunch break. That's usually when I watch it. And yeah, mm-hmm. just go watch it. It's all, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's major stuff happening.
Yes, I will make a non-spoiler. This last episode was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
I really enjoyed this last episode too. And Patrice, yesterday you were telling me they did something they don't typically do in Trek. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were right. And I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
Oh, no. Are no spoilers. Are we talking episode 3 or 4?
4.
4.
4. Okay. I haven't seen 4 yet. So, okay.
Yeah. This is going to be the episode where Talin becomes one of your favorite characters.
Okay. Yeah, as a Star Trek fan, I will also say this, and this is not spoilers. There are references aplenty for all the other Star Trek series. Mm-hmm. So if they aren't necessary to the story, but if you're a Star Trek fan, you just can't help but be a little bit delighted with some of those references.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and those references can come fast and furious, and they can be subtle. And for those people who have watched all the other shows and have paid attention to everything, when you get one of those little Easter eggs, it's just so much fun. But they're always done in a way where it's okay if you haven't watched previous stuff, because those little Easter eggs, they just kind of come and go, and they don't have any impact on the overall story. If it's something that they're referencing from another series where it actually matters, they explain to you what the thing is enough so that that it just makes sense for you while you're watching. So you're not left in the dark thinking there's some inside thing going on here and I wish I knew what it was. Anyhow, awesome show. Let's see. And then Ben, you have a cool thing.
Yes, I do. So there is there was this little movie series called John Wick.
Oh yeah.
Yep. But have you kind of ever wondered what kind of the whole backstory of this is? Well, Peacock, the NBC streaming service, has a new show that just debuted last night called The Continental. This is the origin story of Ian McShane's character, Winston. It is set back in the 70s and kind of shows him as a young man with basically Mel Gibson being his predecessor.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it also has some people you might know. Kay McGrath from Merlin and Supergirl, a couple others. It looks great. And so far, I haven't watched it, but the reviews have been pretty phenomenal.
Cool. I have seen a trailer for it on somewhere. And it looked kind of interesting. I haven't watched it either.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should put it on my list.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, it'll sit around Winston and the character's brother, Frankie.
Can you watch it any place other than Peacock? Because don't you have to have a subscription for Peacock?
Do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they but Peacock is pretty free, is pretty cheap. They run deals all the time. I have it for like $2 a month.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, where'd you get that?
I know someone who worked on Peacock. That's even funnier.
No, it's like Comcast. I ain't paying full price.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool.
Spun it off.
If you get a if you get the $2 offer, Ben, make that your cool thing next week.
Yeah, or I will.
For $2, that's a heck of a deal.
It is. Yeah. Oh, and Dave, I'm saying, actually, you say it out loud. It's your thing. You dropped another camo bit of info in the chat.
Yes. So we just mentioned that you can download the Camo Studio for iPad onto the Mac, since it's a Silicon app, but it is Sonoma only. It will not work anything prior to that. So you can. So all of us mostly have Ventura right now. Yeah, you have to wait until Sonoma comes out.
Cool. Okay. All right, so then that brings us to my cool thing. Yeah,
by the way, which is on Monday, Sonoma. So
which is on Monday. Monday. Yep. So,
but not everybody's gonna upgrade right away.
You know, okay, fair point. But
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yep.
So Dave, your Lego. What is it this week?
My what?
Your Jeff's Lego. I mean.
Oh, Lego.
What is it this week?
You know. It was going to be Lego, but with Sonoma coming out,
it's going to be wine.
Yeah, macOS Wine Country. Mm-hmm. The only reason I was able to say Sonoma is because I read it from Dave's message in the chat. Mm-hmm. Seriously, to me, in my head, it's macOS Wine Country. My cool thing yesterday, I'm dropping a link to it now, just so that it's here for everyone. If you're a bartender user, Bartender 5 is a macOS Wine Country only, and it adds in a lot of really cool features. And if you have already bought it, then you get it's like a half price discount for the new version. So yeah. I've already bought it, and I'm waiting for Sonoma so that I can actually install it or run it, because I've got it sitting there waiting. And then where did I put my actual pick? So many tabs.
It's going to be interesting to see when it releases in setup, if at all.
Yes, because version 4 is in setup. So, yeah. Okay, so my pick today, it kind of goes with Dave's pick. If you're looking for something that just gives you the ability to use your iPad or connect anything to your iPad to use as a monitor, and that's basically all you need. The people that make Halide have an app called Orion that they just released. So this, as far as I can tell, is not nearly as full featured as I just forgot the name of the one that Camo's doing. How funny.
Camo Studio.
Thank you. Not as full featured as Camo Studio, but like if you just need to use your iPad as an external display, this is a super easy way to do it. And it's free also. So yeah, if you need the full feature thing, Camo Studio, that's the way to go. Then I had said yesterday that as someone who uses Mail Suite, the plugin set for Apple's Mail app on the Mac, I can't upgrade to macOS Wine Country because I rely so much on mail tags and the other stuff that's part of the Mail Suite plugin set. So I've been anxiously waiting for news on what's happening with Mail Maven, which is what is it? Small cube, square cube, crap. Small Cubed. There we go. What Small Cubed has for a roadmap for Mail Maven, which is their own email app that takes all of the tools from Mail Suite and just builds them into the app. So you avoid the no plugin thing in the new version of Mail by getting a whole new Mail app. And so what they've told me, because I was able to get communication, a dialogue going with them. So here's the deal. The public beta of Mail Maven comes out in early November. Wait a second. Hold on. That's not right. No, middle of November. Sorry. Okay. So middle of November, that's when the public beta. Crap. How about if I actually read what they sent me so I can make sure I'm telling you the right thing, because I'm mixing stuff together.
No, Jeff, that would be way too professional for us.
That'd be way too professional. We plan to have a public beta of Mail Maven available at the beginning of November. There we go. So I did have it right in the beginning. Okay, so beginning of November, the public beta will be out, and they expect that, barring any crazy problems that might get uncovered during the public beta testing, the full release will be out before the end of the year. So if you are not able to upgrade to Sonoma because of Mail Suite, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is getting really, really close now. So, yeah. So anyhow, I am very much looking forward to that beta rolling out. And yes, I will be beta testing the crap out of that.
Yep. And they actually have a website set up for that.
Yeah, actually, thank you for dropping the link in, because I realized I didn't have the website up. So yes, mailmaven.app. So you can go there and sign up to get notifications when the beta is available, and it's coming soon. All right. So with that, this has been an amazingly wonderful way, as always, to kick off my Friday. And I'm so glad that I got to spend it with all of you. It just is a great way to wrap up the week and kick off the weekend. So thank you, all of you. Let's see if I can remember the order that I said hi to everyone at the beginning. Ben, where can people find you?
Well, Jeff, you can find me at my website, rythig.tech. I have a couple new things written up. Everyone should check it out. Spam. You can find me on your social media of choice at Ben Rythig. On Tuesday nights, you can find me on Metal Fiend Chuck Joyner's show, Mac Voices. On Thursday nights, you can find me on Mac Fiend Dave Ginberg In Touch with iOS. And Thursday and Friday, you can find me here on the British Tech Network on the Big N Mac shows. And saying awesome. Those two together always makes me hungry.
It's like a Pavlovian reflex. Yes. Awesome. Chuck, where can people find you?
The rest of the afternoon, you'll find me getting the new phone up to speed. But after that, you can find me at macvoices.com. We talk to a lot of interesting people in the tech space, a lot of them on this very, very show right now. We also do Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at youtube.com/MacVoices TV. We'd love to have you join us in the chat room. And finally, on the social media feeds, you can pretty much all of them, you can find me as Chuck Joyner. Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. And have fun getting everything set up and installing iOS 17.0.2.
Definitely.
That puts you in an elite group, because you have a version of the operating system the rest of us don't.
True.
But you will soon if you bought the new iPhone, apparently, because it's necessary.
Right. Yep.
Who knows? Yep. Maybe we'll get 17.1 like by then.
sooner.
That's true.
Later.
Yep. Considering it'll be middle of October before I have an opportunity to get a phone in person, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, we're happy to take one for the team, Jeff, and get all the bugs worked out before you get yours.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I mean, in years past, I was that guy taking one for the team. So I guess it kind of goes around.
Yep.
Yep. Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at InTouchBiOS at InTouchBiOS.com. On the YouTube channel is YouTube.com/InTouchBiOS. I'm on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday nights and joining with most of the folks here on this panel. I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65 at Mastodon.cloud. And you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media. Thanks. Good job.
Yeah, you do get around. Yep. Cool. Okay. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me right here on the Mac Show every Friday. Also, the big show on Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time, also here on this network. You can find out everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the project, literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com, because there is only one. And one that counts, at least. And yeah, if you are into Mastodon and you either haven't signed up yet or you're looking for a different instance, you're like, I want something like I trust and maybe smaller and so on, techhangout.social is our instance. We just upgraded to version 4.2, which has a lot of really cool new features. And yeah, if you drop me a link somewhere that you want to join, it's an invite only server, but I'll give you one.
Awesome. Did I get the order the same compared to the beginning?
I have no clue.
I mean, I got through everyone. That's the important thing.
I think so.
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
I was trying to match the order I said hi to everyone.
I mean, Jeff, I don't remember what I did like 2 minutes ago. So how would I remember what we did like beginning of the show?
Fair. This is absolutely fair.
Yeah, and, Jeff, you expect us to pay attention.
That too.
That's great. Also fair. And I'm also the guy that on more than one occasion gets to the end of letting everyone tell where they can be found and then completely skip myself.
Which you almost did.
I almost did today. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So instead of skipping, I will say Jay Gamut on the social medias, Mastodon, and Instagram. That's where I'm most active. Easiest way to stay on top of everything would just Mastodon, because I did an IFT recipe that sends my Instagram post to Mastodon. So one place, find it all. Anyhow, then for shows on Tuesdays. Wow, my voice sucks today, doesn't it? Holy crap. This is what happens when you lick the cat too much. Hairballs. Chuck, the fact that you stayed just stone-faced, that whole thing was impressive. Well done, sir. Okay, shows. Speaking of Chuck, somehow he continues to let me on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Dave is so kind as to let me on In Touch with iOS on Thursdays. Then Ewan, for some reason, continues to let me be your interim host for the big show and the Mac show here on the British Tech Network. So that's Thursdays and Fridays. Then Brian Chaffin and I record the Context Machine. And that rounds out my typical podcasting week. And then other stuff kind of comes up along the way sometimes. So with that, thank you again for making my Friday morning just so much fun. All of you rock. Everyone that watches, listens live, participates in the chat, thank you for being here. All of you are awesome. Every one of you that watches or listens to the recordings later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Everyone, give them some only love, please. Ewan, thank you for being you. Yeah. Muller, thank you for making sure that we have people for shows, even though those people are us. hey, if you're hey, a little self-deprecation humor goes a long way. If you are not yet listening to the Daily News Show and subscribing to that, holy crap, people, hop on it. It's really, really great. And it's worth the money. So check it out and start throwing money that way if you aren't already. If you are, thank you. You rock. All right. So with that, I think that's all the important stuff to hit for today. So I will say, join us next Thursday for the big show, and then again on Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend. All right.
Got.